Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. A fire in few of the OVH cloud data centers, specifically in the Strasbourg site in France, has completely destroyed an entire data center and partially destroyed another one. The good news is nobody is hurt, which is good. The bad news is the damage is very bad, and it's going to take a while to restore this thing. Let's jump into it. So guys, if you don't know, OVH Cloud is one of the biggest data centers. It's not really a public company yet, but it is one of the biggest data centers, cloud providers in Europe, essentially. And they have over 15 data centers across Europe. And this is an unfortunate incident that happened, I think, yesterday. A fire have caught in. So let's just see what happened exactly. We know very, very little about this incident, but we can learn a thing or two when running a production environment. And then relying on one single data center is generally a bad idea. And that some customers looks like they have been stung by this. Let's just jump into it. So a fire at our Strasbourg site. So Strasbourg is here in France, very edge with Germany at the border. Summary, at 47 after midnight on Wednesday, 10th March 2021. It's funny that the dates have flipped now. I'm no longer used to this. So March 10th, 2021, a fire broke out in a room at one of our four OVH cloud data centers in Strasbourg, in Strasbourg, France. So SBG2, that's where the fire started. That's the data center where it started, SBG2. Okay. The fire was contained by the early hours of the morning. They contained it, no injuries, which is good. The fire mostly destroyed the entire data center and partially damaged the one near it, which is SBG1 data center. Four of the 12 rooms destroyed. The two other OVH cloud data centers in Strasbourg were not affected by the fire. The SBG 3 and 4 are currently switched off and damaged, right? So they switch it off to avoid causing any more cascading effect, right? So just like switch it off, right? The site is not classified as a CVSO site. I think this is the hazardous site. That's what it means. The cause of the fire has yet to be established and an investigation has been launched as mandated by the authorities. Yeah, because like what caused the fire? Like really odd, right? Because if it's not a CVSO site, like what caused it really? If there's no hazardous material lying around there. That's what caused the, essentially, outage, if you want to call it an outage. We still don't know. There are a lot of customers. If you're watching this video, let us know. Have you been affected by this? And what is the extent of this? Because we don't know the extent. Like, we're here in the U.S., so we don't know the extent of people using this in Europe. And is it really a big study? Let us know in the comment section. That would be... just okay, so we can measure the extent of this. So here's the services, here's the tasks that have been so far. So okay, as of now, it's around 9 p.m. here in the U.S., March 10th, 9 p.m. And a lot of services you can see is down, right? So the field voice over IP is down, dedicated cloud is down. I don't know what Microsoft is, like all the Microsoft services is down apparently. Most of them, they're working hard. I mean, by the way, kudos to the engineers bringing all this thing back up and running, because this is tough. Now, this is really, really tough. So kudos to all the engineers. You guys are doing an amazing job, because, man, I can't imagine a tougher job right now, right? So some of the services are up, but most of them are down. The cloud, the CDNs. Specifically, when we say that, this is specifically to the Strasbourg data center, right? So some of the stuff are unreachable. All right, so that's the extent of the unavailability. What action did OVH Cloud took to mitigate that? The technical and the commercial team have been working since this morning to inform our customers and handle the unavailability of the Strasbourg site. The company's founder, Octavia Klaba, has been on site since this morning with the industry and technical team. So he's they're providing the link that I just showed, the tweets, the services, all that stuff. A customer announcements have been went to the, obviously, the subscribers of the services. They're handling the customer request. What are the priorities? What are they taking priorities now? How do they bring this? It's like a lot of servers were damaged, right? So what will happen now? Our three priorities are as follows. Reserve infrastructure at our other data centers for our affected customers. We have a stock of new servers at the Rubix and the Graveline sites. I guess this is, where are these exactly? I'm just interested. Look up. So that's also in France, North France, okay? And Gravelines, this is also commute in North France. Okay. It's both there in France. Ready to be delivered to the majority of affected customers. We will further enhance availability in these data centers with production of nearly 10,000 new servers in coming weeks. So they're bumping up the coming server, they're bumping up the other data centers, and they're moving their existing affected customers all the way there. So that tells me that they didn't lose any data, which is they build this stuff with this in mind. They build in stuff like if something failed, they have backup, right? Even the CEO told their council, hey guys, execute immediately the disaster recovery if you have any. Just immediately enable it, right? If you have like a disaster recovery, just kick it in, because this is where you need it. Affected customer will be notified with the process soon. Secure the site. Now that we have gained access, clean it up, reconnect the electricity and network of for the three affected data centers. So the partially one damage, which is SP1, I think, and then the other ones, just hook them up back in. Continue to assess the impact on our customer servers at the affected data centers in order to find the best solutions. We are doing everything we can to ensure a continuity of service to our customers. Again, we don't know what is the extent of how are the customers being affected yet, because it's not clear here from this article. We are working on a plan to relaunch the three unaffected data centers. The partially affected data center is BG1, right? So two were unaffected, three and four. Partially affected is one. Two is dead, forget about it, right? This is completely gone. So that have to be built from scratch, as well as our network as quickly as possible. We ask that our customer exercise caution around the emails they receive in time of crisis. It is common for malicious activity, phishing, spam, to increase. It is more important than ever to stay alert. Yeah, of course. Decide like, hey, there's a F to get back online, click on this link. And unfortunately, some people are just bad like this. Like they want to take advantage of these situations to exploit people, which makes me sad. We are continuing to assess the impact of this incident, particularly for the customers whose data was located in the data center destroyed by the fire. Okay, so customers whose data is located in the fire destroyed, they want to assess. Now, what does that mean? And if the data center, obviously the data center itself has the data, and the data center is destroyed, there's no data anymore, right? This is all gone. So how would they help is not clear unless they have some sort of a backup into other data centers. Again, the whole thing, guys, is just you have if you're a customer, sometimes you take risk. Like, okay, should I pay an extra $10,000 to do a cross data center backup recovery, all that stuff? Sometimes, like, okay, what are the chances that there will be a fire that will destroy everything? It's kind of slim, but not really, as in this case, right? Our web-based voice over IP services in France were not effective. In France, the whole France. But if you click here, voice over IP was disabled, so I'm not sure. All our services in other France-based data centers and across the world, including 15 data centers in Europe, are fully operational. All right, so it looks like the setup is highly available, just like it should be, right? But we're not sure about the applications running on top of things, right? Yeah, the data center networking aspect, the switches, the routers, they are resilient to these kind of failures. But the applications, the backend applications specifically, built on top of all this, are they resilient enough to switch and spin off on other data centers? I mean, Kubernetes really help in these kind of situations, right? We're just you're dealing with images and kind of containers. You just destroy one, it's done. Yeah, take that image, just ship it, spin it up in a completely different data center. The whole thing is stateless anyway. And that's the power of Kubernetes and these container orchestration systems, right? Again, backups are important. If there are no backups, I don't know how things can go sideways, I think. Our mission is to provide our customer for the highest quality of the service to support their online activities, and we know how important this is to them. We sincerely apologize cause of the fire. We will continue to communicate with the greatest transparency. So they don't know what's the cause of the fire. I'm really happy that nobody is hurt. And kudos to all the engineers in OVH Cloud working on this thing. I know that I read somewhere that they are preparing for their IPO to go public. That kind of sucks that this happened now, before they pop up. Like, it shouldn't really matter. I guess it depends on the reason, what caused the fire, but I don't know if that will affect the shares and all that stuff. Guys, if you're in Europe, were you affected by this outage? Let me know in the comment section below. And kudos to all the engineers working on this stuff. Keep up the good work. And I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.